Friends, we discussed about the specialized branches. We discussed about the requirement of the branch managers. We have discussed about the planning process. Now we are moving towards budgeting. Planning is done. You know the branch, where it is located, what is the business requirement, and what the qualities of the branch manager you have. Now it is easy to understand or easy to implement or easy to prepare the budget for the business. What is that budgeting process and what is the role of branch manager in discussing about the budget? That we have to discuss now. It is a very interesting topic because we are moving right from the branch banking and we have reached up to the branch budgeting. Actually, we are in the business now. Now, budgeting is forming a very important part so as to monitor the progress of the branch and simultaneously all branches together progress of the bank. So budgeting plays a very vital and important role for any organization including the banking. So let us understand what's the branch budgeting and the role of branch manager at the micro level. The objective of this particular chapter is to understand and discuss the concept of branch budgeting, considering some of the aspect which includes the concept of business planning at the branch and how it is undertaken. Then undertaking the preparation of the business plan for the rural branches, prepare a budget as per the plan, and factors which are considered necessary for budgeting. So these are some of the aspects. It's not only the rural branch which I referred. It is applicable to almost all the branches irrespective of its category. But for the better understanding, I mentioned here as a rural because requirement is a limited one from one particular branch manager who is heading the branch in the rural areas. So let us understand that too. Business budgeting. What is business budgeting? Business budgeting is a practical manifestation of the management by objective at the bank level, apex level, top level. This will gradually percolate down to the branch level. Immediately, it is not falling on the branch. The branch manager needs budgeting to the perform exercise. Reason being, it is a planned performance is always better than unplanned one. When the budget is percolated down to him, how it percolates, which are the stages, that we will see subsequently. In Indian banking industry, in order to introduce the planning process of the performance of the bank branches, the business known as a performance budgeting was introduced in the year 1974. Objective of the budgeting? Definitely for any process, there is an objective. If there is no objective, there will be no process. So, process of budgeting starts with objective to help the branch managers and to learn the basic tenets and the planning at the branch level is very much essential. Do as a self-appraisal of their branch performance to help to prepare a realistic budgetary goal at the branch and to ensure the planned growth. See, why it is required that I am explaining. To improve the coordination and communication at the branch to enable it to work as a cohesive unit with a proper direction and control. To introduce a system of planned performance at the branch to commensurate with the corporate and zonal goals and objective. And to provide a management tool for supporting, guiding, and controlling functions of the regional zonal, corporate, or head office, as the case may be, as they have now a basics in terms of which the support, guide, and the control of the branch performance is monitored. And that's the reason why the budgeting is a planned process. The process of business planning at the branch. How one branch manager can undertake this task? Few points. Business planning at the branch is normally done for a year, 1 year. It is supposed to be a part of a sub-plan of the long-range planning. Long-range planning is for how many years? 3 years. It is a part of it. So, of the individual banks at the corporate or macro level. Along the range plan for the bank at the macro level is done for 5 years. 5 years plan is always there for any bank. Coinciding with the 5 years plan of the government, because there are many activity happens in the government which are implemented through the Reserve Bank and other agencies to implement through the banking sector. The annual budgeting exercise takes place into a business planning of the bank. The board, the broad corporate goals and objective for the particular year are decided first and conveyed to the zonal office. So who prepares the budget? At industry level, at the top level, the budget is prepared. Zonal office in turn discuss the matter with the respective branches. The aggregate of the branch expectations arrived on the lines of the corporate objective and the policy guidelines becomes the zonal budget. Zonal budgets are then sent to the head office, and these then later takes in the form of the head office or the bank's budget. See, there are two way functioning. Number one, taking into consideration the government policies at the top level, bank decides its goal for 5 years. They prepare a budget. Then prepared budget is given to the corporate level or zonal level, you can say. Then there will be different zones. That budget according to the resources is distributed zone wise. Once the zones complete their budgeting exercise, then it will be further percolated down to the branch or maybe regional level. There may be different regions, and under the region there are branches. So it is percolated down to the branch level. Depending upon the guidelines of the head office, if they prepare the budget, then reverse it is started, consolidation of the all branches, consolidation of budget of all branches, consolidation of the budget of the regional office, consolidation region of all the zonal offices, and putting together the entire bank's budget is finalized. This is the process. What I explained here is the entire exercise of the business planning involves these three things. One is a planning that bank's head office does, setting the goals that they does, then objectives are defined, forecasting is done, what is going to happen, and then finally coming to the budgeting stage where budgets are, whether exercise for budgeting is taken place. Business budgeting exercise at the branch. At very micro level we are coming. Micro level, not macro, micro level. The branch receives the zonal, regional or corporate policy guidelines sometimes somewhere in the month of January to February for next accounting year. Guidelines are issued by the head office. Accordingly, the branch manager should understand the basic objective of the policy guidelines and starts the process of evolving their own branches' expectation, which will be ultimately take a form of annual budget. So, basis on the guidelines, branch manager has to develop a budgeting exercise. The basic input in their exercise of the branch manager consists of the corporate office guidelines, which are issued by the head office, past trend of the branch, earlier year what was happened, where they stand, growth potential for the branch, again that SWOT analysis. Among these three things, branch potential is playing a very important and vital role. Now, how the potentials will be assessed? But there must be an assessment exercise, is it not? So, the assessment of the potential in the market area, external environment scanning, searching, what is the environment, what is in and around the area of the branch. Branch manager takes some factors into consideration to assess the environment scanning. What are those factors? One, the competition from other existing banks, financing agencies. Number two, opening of the new bank's branches. Number three, floating of the mutual fund scheme or improvement in the capital market. Composition of the business mix, that is industry, trade, agriculture, export, professional services, industry, development of the itinerary infrastructure, territory infrastructure, then composition of client mix. One is industry, another one is industrialist, agriculturist, traders, professionals, retired persons, schools, colleges, trust, religious bodies, etc., what the composition of the area is. Then developmental activities taken up by the government and the private sectors like political scenario, likely weather climatic conditions, like a good monsoon, drought, flood, all these things needs to be taken into consideration by the branch manager before arriving at the figure. Basis on these inputs, assessment has to be done. How assessment is to be done? Branch managers need to assess the opportunities and minimize or overcome the threats in their external environment. Take into consideration the strength and the weakness, again I am referring to the SWOT analysis, of their branches, considering the internal environment, that is how the branch internal environment is, staff, locations, not locations but internal infrastructure, strength like location, client mix, cordial industrial relations, staff motivation, conducive working culture, continuous good performance, help the branch managers to plan ambitiously. Whereas weakness like bad advances, dissatisfied customers, poor industrial relations, inadequate branch premises, poor location, put the constraints to the planning exercise. Basis on this assessment has to be done for the figures. Once the assessment is done, the next stage comes analysis. How to analyze? After the assessment of the potentials, analyze what performance, observe the trends in deposit growth, market share, efforts made by the deposit marketing and results thereof, effect of the retail credit planning exercise, what they have done, results of the profit planning, optimal use of the manpower, requirement and use of infrastructures like branch premises, furniture, fixture and stationary items, etc. And the objective of this assessment of the business is essentially an ingredient for working out the proper budget for next year. Now you have done the analysis. Analysis needs to be shared with the top management or next higher authorities. The management information system, which is popularly known as MIS, is required to be sent by the branch managers to their higher-ups. MIS will provide the useful information for analyzing the past data and the performance trend of the branch. Provides the basic inputs to carry out the analysis work in terms of the past performance of the branch vis-a-vis the parameters which are set for the budgeting, which consist of pattern of deposit growth, pattern of credit deployment sector-wise, position of the housekeeping and submission of the returns and statements, composition of the staff and expertise available, workload in various sections and departments of the branch, audit rating and the position of the rectification of the audit irregularities, number of frauds and the security arrangement, the level of customer satisfaction, branch layout and workspace available, and the optimal use of furniture, fixtures, stationary items by the branch. This kind of MIS also forming the part of the budget, and this MIS is required to be sent by the branch manager to the higher authority, higher top management. Now, after providing the MIS, the exercise for budgeting starts. Remember the steps for the budgeting, right from the first slide, we are trying to come closer to the budgeting exercise. The budgeting exercise involves the preparation of the budgets on the following parameters. Whatever MIS is submitted. Deposit budget. Credit budget, mostly retail, but depending upon the location and the client segments, it could be SME or corporate or agriculture finance, etc. Profit budget, recovery budget, branch premises, furniture, fixtures, stationery and items budget required during the next year expansion, like things. Miscellaneous activities like organizing the customer meets, then opening of extension counters or fair or melas, participation in the trade fair, maintenance of the municipal parks, other social activities, display of the bank's hoarding at the different places. These areas, once we understood, or the threats also we know, opportunities also we know, as a branch manager, I am submitting all this information and basis of this budget is getting prepared. Do you think that this exercise is flawless? According to me, it is no. There are certain shortcomings. Now, shortcomings in existing practices of the business planning, we will understand. The forms for preparation of the draft business budgets are now filled in and draft budget is ready to be sent to the zonal office, which is in turn collate them and tries to assimilate them with their own budget. After submission of MIS, collations exercise starts from different branches at region wise, then zonal wise. The zonal budgets are then sent to the head office of the bank, which are then discussed at the bank's corporate headquarters in zonal managers, where the final shape of the bank's corporate budget is formulated. The final corporate budget, which is sum total of all the zonal budgets, is then conveyed to the board for their approval. Zonal managers discuss the revised and final budget with the branch managers, and the final budget for the branches are formalized. Business budget as a monitoring tool. The budget figures are compared with the actual performance at the predetermined periodic interval of various parameters, visually deposits, advances, lending to priority sectors, different government sponsored schemes, and profitability, etc. While the budget is used, branch managers as a monitoring tool to review their own performance. Zonal managers are supposed to use it more extensively and effectively to review and evaluate the branch performance. Monitoring of the business performance remains a joint action of the zonal and the branch office. So, these are the further steps after preparing the budget. Since business budget exercise is a scientific forecasting of the future performance in the whole environment, the deviation from the actual plans are bound to occur. Shortcomings are when I am referring to. Because budgeting according to the circumstances and performance on in situ, existing situation, definitely it will not match. Budgets and actual performance never matches, but it should be approximately nearer to. That is what the budgeting exercise expected. It becomes necessary to use the business budgeting system as a monitoring tool. For effective and intensive use of the business budgeting as a monitoring tool, there are certain features which are required to be taken into consideration. This budget which is prepared is required to be reviewed at periodical interval and changes are required to be made. Business performance evaluation should be done of those parameters only, and the branches are in position to control them effectively. To consider the business performance evaluation for the set parameters only, and the branches are in position to control them effectively. Parameters, when it was set, the business generation is also accordingly set. And based on the business generation, putting together all parameters, business is set. Budget is set. It is not necessary that it should be exactly matched, but it should be near to. If it exceeds, well and good, but its shortcomings, definitely there must be something happening wrong, or there must be sudden change in the outside parameters, or maybe within the organization also. The analysis of deviation should be done regularly and should form an integral part of the business budgeting standard. Review culture is to be established that the branch managers should also look forward to it as an opportunity to correct the deviations of their performance. Branches who excel in performance as per the business budget should be publicly recognized and rewarded in such a way as to become an incentive to other branch managers to make an exercise more meaningful and part of their work ethics. Recognition also should be there. When budget is getting exceeded, when the performance is getting exceeded than the budget, they should be recognized by the organization. While doing the business budget exercise, it is strongly recommended that the staff involvement should be there. Why staff involvement should be there? Let us understand. One of the objective of the business banking budget, business budget, is to take the business budgeting exercise to the level where the performance lays that the branch and its staff. Without staff, no budget will be complete, because involvement of the staff is a must. Some of the efforts which are taken to make the employee participations are includes, first, circulate the corporate guidelines received by them from their zonal offices instead of keeping it with themselves amongst the staff and officers of the branch. This is the first responsibility. Sharing the guidelines with the, all the staff is a must. Branch manager should not keep it with him, and he himself should not sit and break his own head and prepare the budget. He should get inputs from other his other staff. In staff meeting, these corporate aspirations can be discussed at the length, and a few should be sought. View should be obtained. Those staff members showing the keen interests can be delegated the work of environment scanning, analyzing the past data of the branch, and also the perform the forecasting exercise. Branch manager should continuously control the activities and complete the exercise within the time frame given by the zonal office or head office. Limitations. What are the limitations for the business budget? Though the concept of the business budgeting is a useful technique for monitoring and for planned performance of the branches, it is not free from certain limitations. These limitations are, the exercise tend to become a figure or number oriented rather than performance oriented. A fair amount of forecasting is involved in the process. Therefore, the ground realities are lost its sight. It tends to make the performance standard inflexible by adhering the rigidly to set the goals to the targets. Though the standards are necessary for any planned growth, yet they should not be too rigid to inhibit the innovations and the changes the situation may demand during the course of implementation of business budget standard. The entire concept of the business budget should be clear to the officers of the branch who will be in fact implementing the budget. See, you are preparing the budget for yourself, giving it to head office through your channel. Budget is prepared and again it is percolated down and it is finalized with your discussion. What it indicates? It indicates that you yourself is preparing your budget. It may be underestimated. It may be overestimated. There is no realistic approach. Always there is a tendency of increase in the budget, sidelining the fact whether the parameters which are considered are really come for the rescue, or it may really give a profit or budget, profit or business. So there is the flaw. You yourself is preparing the budget and prove yourself that I am the good performer. But actually realistic show, when the performance comes, there if there is a wide gap, then something goes wrong while preparing the budget and while giving the forecast by you only. So it is a very serious attempt. One should understand it very carefully that exercise should be near to realistic approach. Near to realistic approach. That is why I am saying that what is the success result for the budget? The essential factors which makes the business budget successful, the branches are namely the understanding the tenet of the business budget in its totality. Commitment to the concept, top management support, adequate training to the branch managers, leadership skill of the branch managers. These are some of the success points for any business budget. To implement any practical concept successfully, understanding it in all the dimensions is the basic prerequisite. With this, I am concluding about budgeting. Thank you very much.